you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, this story has literally been dominating since the beginning of the year. They're calling it Budget 3.0. I've forgotten how many times we revisited this. Where are we now?
At least there's some progress that's been made. And if I'm not mistaken, at last count, was probably revised at least three times, because Budget 3.0 is the one with the final details and agreements that appear to be making progress within Parliament. Now, just for those who might have forgotten, back in Feb when we had the initial budget speech, it was postponed largely because of disgruntlement around a proposed 2% VAT increase. The budget speech didn't take place, and that later was deferred to March, and yet again when we saw the speech being delivered towards the end of May. But where we are now is essentially following the back and forth with regard to opposition parties like the DA and the EFF challenging this particular process in court. It does seem as though there's progress with regard to the budget speech being delivered, but not only that, but it being fully adopted. Now, in its current form, we do understand that today members of the National Assembly will essentially vote for the appropriation bill. Now, that essentially means that when the passing of this particular bill does take place via the appropriation bill, it's a crucial piece of the legislation that authorizes the government essentially to spend public money for specific purposes. Now, it essentially allocates the funds from the National Revenue Fund to various government departments, public entities, essentially outlining what it intends to spend the money, but also collect it. So the tax changes and shifts, which essentially do remain flat, largely just with a few changes in the fuel levy, are what will be essentially adopted. So overall here, Sizwe, it does seem as though we are making progress with regard to the budget speech. There have been several delays, and I think this has definitely been a major lesson for a government of national unity, and also highlighting the various processes that are integral to the process of actually implementing a budget speech and the proposed bills going forward. But let's see how Parliament does deliver today with the voting for the appropriation bill related to the budget.
Now, something else that we've been discussing again, I'd say for the last year, was the price of chocolate, for example, price of gold, price of platinum, all of these commodities reaching all-time highs. What's going on?
Yeah, some are dug up from the ground, some are grown from the ground. But the truth is they have one thing in common, is the fact that they're prices have been at all-time highs. Now, gold, as we've commonly spoken about, as you've mentioned, has reached new significant levels. It is slightly below $3,500, but in comparison to where it was a year ago, around $1,900, it has seen an increase of at least between 35 to 40%. Now, there is expectation that several central banks across the world have actually been increasing their reserves, though that's cooled off ever so slightly, but it has also seen a heightened level of optimism from investors. The same can be said for platinum, which is typically used in catalysts converters, which is the exhaust system of vehicles. But chocolate is one that we definitely have zoned into. And I think for many consumers, this is where we feel the pinch more closely in our pockets. We did touch on this last week with my Blair as well, that the price of chocolates in South Africa has typically increased between 20 and 28%. And as consumers, I think we've definitely experienced that. But it's also interesting to see how chocolate manufacturers like the likes of Hershey's, based in the US, have also now told consumers that they are forced to increase the price of chocolate by double digits, largely because of the ever-increasing input costs. Again, this is related to climate change and weather conditions that have impacted harvesting of cocoa, which is a primary ingredient produced in markets like Côte d'Ivoire, Senegal, largely in West Africa, and essentially are required in order for the production of chocolate. So I guess regardless of what kind of commodity it is, soft or metal, essentially what we are seeing is that there's increased optimism from investors, largely driven by different factors, but the impact on us as consumers is felt in different ways.
I mean, just to give you context, and this has nothing to do with what we're discussing currently, but inflation, Jay, as a whole, when you grow older, you start to see, yay, this thing is real. When I was younger, in primary school, a cricket bat was about maybe 250 rand, 500 bucks for like the most expensive, like a Kookaburra, Three Springs Red. Yesterday, I went to go look at cricket bats, over 10,000 for a GM bat. Then there was another one that was over 12,000. It's crazy. What are the markets looking it's like?
Just to keep with your theme around inflation, it's like that Pac-Man theory, that Pac-Man that constantly constantly eats away at the little dots that come across. And that's essentially what inflation is, eating at the growth of your money in some ways if you don't save it appropriately. But yeah, it's tough. Mm. Markets, we are seeing great resilience on the JSE All Share Index. 99,324 points is where we'll open up from today. Currencies, we've been doing very well. 17.56 to the US dollar, 23.76 to the British pound, and 20.61 against the euro.
Your line dropped there.
I've been receiving a few interesting texts and emails about Bitcoin, and that's also still increasing. Can you hear me now? From Bitcoin, there sees where someone had.
Yeah, I know. The line is bad. Unfortunately, that's where we're going to leave it. Google bring you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, I got to shout out somebody, Chris Excel. He says, yo, give me a shout out. He says, listening right now. Shout out to you, Chris Excel. Let me call him out. So, Chris Excel said that he was fundraising to buy cattle for General Mkhwanazi.
Yeah.
I think it was at 32,000 last time I checked.
Yeah.
Watch the pants.
But now,
he hasn't bought the cattle.
Who believed Chris Excel would actually give the money? He's faceless. We don't know his real name. We don't know where he stays. We've never heard his voice. And y'all thought this guy's going to raise funds.
My time's a Chris.
Business update with Gule from 4P on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.